My name is Terrence. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Today's episode is titled, Smart Cities. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Smart cities can be many things, just like people, but some are smarter than others, and a truly smart city improves the quality of life for both citizens and visitors. IDC defines smart city development as the deployment of smart initiatives that combine the use of technology investments across the city through shared platforms for efficiency, data sharing systems, and IT investments linked to a smart mission. Read on to learn more about what smart city means for the future and how it will affect cities around the world. Smart cities integrate computers, capable networks of sensors and software into buildings and infrastructure to control lighting, heating and air conditioning. Sensors collect information to manage traffic flow and energy consumption. Critical information is used to do everything from reduce the consumption of natural resources to enable citizens to communicate more easily with first responders and among themselves in emergencies. IoT and sensor technology use smart cities to connect all the city's components to collect data and improve the lives of citizens and visitors. But to get there, according to a new report by the Institute for the Study of Smart Cities, silos need to be broken up to coordinate technology sectors and disciplines. Most new smart city projects are focused on the Middle East and China, but many cities around the world are starting to deploy smart technologies. In 2018, Reykjavik and Toronto were named the smartest cities in the world, alongside Tokyo and Singapore. The city, often considered the gold standard for smart cities, the state of Singapore uses sensors and IoT, enabled cameras to monitor the movement of locally registered vehicles, pedestrians, and other pedestrians on its streets. The network is an advanced network telecommunications system that supports sensors and devices that collect and analyze data in real time. It is used to optimize the efficiency of urban operations and services, to connect citizens and to improve the quality of life. Smart technologies help businesses and residents monitor their health, safety, healthcare, transportation, energy, water, air quality and more, all of which are monitored and analyzed by the company and residents in real time, according to the city's website. A city with a large community is an example of connectivity that can be reached almost anywhere. The city's website says, if anything is called smart today, it is not so much the smart buildings, but the various technologies that make it possible to transform connectivity and data into intelligence, which serves as a basis for decision making. The importance of smart is still being discussed, especially where the focus is on meeting citizens' needs and solving the challenges of people, society and urban communities. Nevertheless, we will start to approach smart cities against a technological background and eventually have goals and results that shape the development of the smart city at all levels. What really matters is the facet, infrastructure of the city and the role of technology in the future. Smart city projects will increase significantly as the first real smart cities move towards them. The more popular applications of the smart city include smart buildings, smart infrastructure and smart transport systems. We have already mentioned some of them, such as tackling pollution in Glasgow and developing smart roads in London. However, these cases often combine the benefits of greater efficiency, better living in urban areas, urban problem solving and the primacy of citizens for a variety of reasons. I have already written about Accenture research that looked at new technologies, including the Internet of Things, from the perspective of citizens, and found that they improve citizens' satisfaction. In addition to these efforts, the President's Council of Scientific and Technological Advisors is studying how a variety of technologies can improve the quality of life of citizens in urban areas and their access to services. The National Science Foundation has announced plans for new investments in FY16 related to Smart Cities grants, and also announced a new framework for coordinating basic research that will guide and accelerate the transition to a scalable and replicable smart city approach. The funds will go to a research group that seeks solutions for cities and to the development of the Internet of Architecture in cities. It also announces the creation of the National Institute of Standards and Technology and the Department of Energy's Office of Science to coordinate the development of a series of basic research that will guide the next generation of smart cities research and technology development in the U.S. and around the world. The future of smart cities will include the use of advanced low-latency applications and the deployment of high-speed fiber to the node and fiber to the home. Siena has been helping cities for years to install fiber-optic cables in their neighborhoods, but they are not willing to cover the costs. Eventually I forgot the city. The ability to reach neighborhoods with fiber is critical to getting cities to this point, said Michael O'Brien, Siena Consulting Vice President and General Manager of Smart Cities Group. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1036. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.